Today is Thursday, October 24th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Yeah, so I've been on a real, like, bon appetit. Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I've been on a bon appetit roll the past couple of days. So when I say I've been on a bon appetit roll, so Mark and I watch a lot of Bon Appetit videos, and so what we've been watching lately, well, today actually, is Chris Morocco is one of the Bon Appetit guys, and he's really good. They refer to him as like a super taster or whatever, and I don't know the definition of a super taster, but I know it's someone who has like a really good sense of taste and you know, all this kind of stuff. But basically, they blindfold him and they put some dish, some, you know, and it's a recipe of some famous chef. So like they did a Guy Fieri recipe for trash can nachos or something. There was one for a Jamie Oliver hamburger. He's done a Gordon Ramsay beef Wellington. And so we've been watching that. But it's amazing to me how much he can discern with the blindfold on. He smells everything. He took a brioche bun from a hamburger. He tore it. He smelled it. He, you know, tasted it. He was able to determine that it was a brioche bun with sesame seeds, all from just taste and smell, and that's it. Like, no seeing it at all. He was able to determine for these trash can nachos that they were molded in a mold. He didn't know what they were molded in. He's able to determine, like, red versus white onions. He can pick up, like, you know, I mean, it's just amazing to me, the things that he... I don't think if you blindfolded me and you fed me something that I've had every day for, you know, most of my life, that I would be able to know what, you know, what it is. But anyway, it's amazing to me. So we've been watching that, and then we watched Claire make gourmet ruffles the other day, but it was super simple. I mean, one thing that I noticed that she did, I don't know that I've ever fried potato chips, but one thing she did to make them extra crispy was she boiled them a little bit in water first to get rid of some of the starch, and then she fried them. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Also, she uses a lot of weird powders, like sour cream powder and vinegar powder and like all these. I don't even know where you would buy them. Maybe in the spice section, and I've just never looked. But she always finds all these weird powders when she's making food that has kind of flavored powders on it, because the Ruffles flavors that she was trying to make, you know, they have a powder coating for the sour cream and onion and et cetera. So we've been doing that. And other than that, it rained. Ugh. One thing that I hate more than, so I can deal with rain if I have to, and I can deal with cold if I have to, but I hate it when it's cold and rainy, because I feel like the water makes you extra susceptible to the cold. So you get wet, and then the cold air blows against you and you feel even colder. It's almost like the cold leaches into your bones. So I haven't really enjoyed that today. We woke up to having rain, and of course we had that rain Sunday night when all the tornadoes went through. I say all the tornadoes, a lot of straight line, do they call it straight line wind? A lot of winds blew through, and then and there was one like EF1 tornado, and then we had rain today, so we couldn't walk Sydney. We can't let her out on her own because she likes to get muddy, so we have to take her out, make her pee really quickly, you know, and all that kind of stuff. She has a bath tomorrow, and the groomers, I don't know, you'd think if you pay a groomer that they should do like an excellent job and get all of the tangled hair and mats and all that kind of stuff out of your dog. But I'll say this, we have to pre-brush her before we take her to the groomer, because if we don't, there's always a chance that there's going to be some matting going on when she comes back from the groomer, which is ridiculous. I mean, they should know. They should definitely know how to bathe and dry a dog without there being mats. You know, maybe they should do a pre-brush. I don't know. Anyway, but one thing we've been training Sydney, or I've been training Sydney recently, is when I give her a treat, she used to always jump. Like, she would always jump up and to get the treat, or she would snap at it. So I've been making her, like, I would make her sit, and then I want to put the treat, I want to put the treat all the way down to her mouth without her moving, and then give it to her. And she's been getting a lot better at that. So now she sits, she's very calm. I slowly put the treat towards her mouth, and she doesn't jump, she doesn't snap at it. She just opens her mouth and I put it in. So she is getting better at that. But I think it's because I've been having to give her so many treats recently because of her teeth cleaning. And they gave us some antibiotics to give her for a couple of weeks after that. Well, the eye issue and the teeth cleaning. And so I've been giving her a lot of treats recently. What else has been going on? So nothing else really. Work has been going relatively smoothly. We're getting ready for Q4. So our quarter, our Q4 ends at the end of January. So our fiscal year begins February 1st. So our last quarter starts November 1st. And so we're trying, first of all, we're trying to squeeze in all the things we were supposed to finish in Q3 by the end of next week. And so I'm, you know, we're working, the team is working on getting that, and we're combining, you know, my existing team with a couple of other resources, and I'm the team lead. So I've been having meetings with them to pull together, you know, all of the Q4 stuff from everybody. And then next week I'm going to have to start working on structural things, like how often are we going to have meetings, like stand-up meetings, and, you know, how are we going to work together, and how is design going to work, and how are, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And I like to have it be really democratic so they don't feel like I'm being, I'm being bossy boss or something like that. Because I'm not really the boss of any of them. I'm not the manager, but I'm just leading the team. So I try to, you know, it's a fine line between guiding and, you know, making sure everything gets done and being a boss or being bossy, so, or micromanaging. So I'm trying to get, you know, get to that. And then that's about it. Mark and I are still trying to decide what we're going to do for our Thanksgiving trip. I did have orchestra last night, and we played the song that we're doing, that we're using the Herald trumpets for again. And that was really fun. But we played a lot of really taxing music in the first part of our rehearsal last night. So when we got to the bit where we combined with the choir, I was already super tired. My lips were tired. And they informed us that for our Christmas concerts, we do three. And, well, I mean, we do three Sundays where we do Christmas music. And we're going to do four services each Sunday. So we're going to do like an 8:30, a 9:45, and an 11. And then we're going to do another one at 5 p.m. My lips are literally going to fall off. Like, literally going to fall off. Anyway, so I did that last night, and then, you know, work today. And tonight, I think I'm going to make spaghetti for dinner, and we're just going to watch some TV. I have a little bit of work to do. I have to, as I said, we're preparing for the end of the quarter type stuff that we're doing. So I have a few code review things I have to do that I didn't get done today at work. And then tomorrow should be a pretty easy day. I don't have any major meetings or anything like that. And I'm just going to be, you know, doing a lot of finishing up work for the quarter and, I don't know, hanging out. Maybe I'll leave work a little bit early tomorrow. And then, thank God, this weekend is one, it's the first weekend in a long time since I've been traveling that I'm just going to be able to sit around the house and do nothing on a Saturday. So I'm so looking forward to just, like, vegging out and doing nothing else. All right, well, I'm going to end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at Pride48.com.